Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. First, I'd like to acknowledge that this week's sermon is sponsored by the Glynn family in commemoration of the first Yahrzeit of David Glynn, David Yerachmiel, Ben Shmuel Menachem Alevi Ve'Esther Zichrono Levracha. May his memory be a blessing. It's hard to believe that it's been a year since David's passing. In keeping with her outlook on life, Rachel has put a positive spin on the timing by acknowledging how difficult it has been for those whose relatives passed away during COVID, and her appreciation that she and family did not have to endure that additional hardship. The need to search for the positive is paramount when we consider this week's parsha. It tells a story of an exodus that never gets off the ground. Moshe's entreaties to Pharaoh are rebuffed, and the Jewish people become exasperated and depressed. Then Moshe complains about God's failure to save them. Hatzel lo hitzalta esamecha. The salvation does not begin until next week's parsha. So what message are we to find in this week's narrative? In answer to this question, I usually offer the perspective we discussed last week, that redemption is a process, not an instantaneous event. That process can have ups and downs, so it's vital to stay optimistic, even when the outlook appears grim. Of course, it's one thing to read this lesson in theory, but much more compelling when you see it modeled in real life. And that was a special impact I experienced with David and Rachel. I merited to meet them with them many times prior to David's passing, when they knew he had limited time left. Although the conversations were somber, Rachel and David maintained a positive perspective. They both believed that everything is part of God's plan, and David emphasized that no matter how negative the circumstances, you have a choice, sink into your negativity or accept the situation and try to turn to the positive. I think the best way to honor David's memory is to take his advice to heart. We're all going through a troubling time, but we should make the extra effort to be optimistically patient, to strengthen our confidence that we do indeed have a God who cares. Shabbat Shalom.